Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, the negotiations between Hamas and Israel for a long-term ceasefire are ongoing. Hungary hosts summit to encourage Europeans to align with biblical values. And new program trains U.S. students to face anti-Semitism. The negotiations between Israel and Hamas for a long-term ceasefire are ongoing. And a major Made in Israel communication satellite has been launched into space. For more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
A major news item this week continues to be the negotiations between Israel and Hamas over a hostage release deal and long-term ceasefire. The proposal includes Hamas releasing about half of the final remaining hostages at the start of the ceasefire, in return for Israel releasing Palestinian criminals from Israeli prisons, as well as the Israeli army withdrawing from most of the Gaza Strip. One of the sticking points in the negotiations is that Israel wants to remain in control of the southernmost city in the Gaza Strip, whereas Hamas wants the Israeli army to withdraw from all of the cities in Gaza. At this point, it is still not clear how a forthcoming ceasefire would transition into becoming an end to the war in Gaza. The government of Prime Minister Netanyahu is insisting that Hamas must give up all its weapons and have no role in any reconstruction of the Gaza Strip, whereas Hamas is insisting that they have a formal presence in any post-war Gaza. The Gaza Strip is about 25 miles long and about 5 miles wide. Half of the Gaza Strip is farmland or beachfront property, and about half is built up. About 70% of the built-up areas have now been destroyed, and almost all the agricultural land has been destroyed. In other news, Israel has just launched its first so-called entirely homemade or made-in-Israel communication satellite. Although made in Israel, it was launched from the launch pad of a private space company in the American state of Florida. The name of the newly launched satellite is Freedom Number 1, meaning the first satellite in a projected series of satellites to be launched. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, Hungary recently played host to an annual CPAC summit in Budapest to encourage their fellow Europeans in the fight to take back their country and realign them with their original biblical values, as we find out from CBN's Julie Stahl.
In the opening ceremony, participants sang the Hungarian national anthem and then listened to the Star-Spangled Banner.
Here at CPAC Hungary, conservatives have come together from Hungary, Europe, and around the world to declare their support for Judeo-Christian values of God, homeland, and family.
We managed to build up the broadest coalition of patriotic forces here at CPAC Hungary, not only from a European perspective, but from a global one. CPAC Hungary's goal has always been to establish a global but anti-globalist platform internationally.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who's helped lead a conservative movement sweeping across Europe, even in the face of legal challenges from the European Union, addressed the conference.
Today we have the strongest patriotic, sovereignist political leaders of Europe. In fact, many of them are here from America. They're the toughest, the most determined, and the most experienced leaders. They're those who have been fighting for their country in international politics for decades, people who have endured countless attacks, savagery, and smear campaigns. There are those here who know there is no victory without suffering.
Orban sees Trump's return to the White House as a positive example for conservatives worldwide.
The Trump tornado has swept the world and completely changed it. He has given hope back to the world. We're no longer drowning in a sea of woke. We're not overrun by migrants. He gave us back the hope of a normal life. He gave us back the hope of peace.
President Trump sent a video greeting praising Orban as a great leader.
And as far as CPAC is concerned, all over the world, they're respected as an organization. They have conservative values, but the conservative values are very good values. And then I can tell you, they want strong borders, they want law and order, they want all of the things that you want.
CPAC Hungary Chairman Miklos Szanto described the conference as a success, with 600 international guests from six continents, despite what he called efforts to cancel them.
They tried to cancel Donald Trump in the U.S. before the presidential elections and before the campaign. They are trying to cancel Bibi Netanyahu in Israel. They are trying to cancel all of the right-wing forces in Europe, in France, in Germany, in Austria, and they are doing the same in Hungary as well.
Santos sees one of the biggest positives being connecting people with the same philosophy and providing them a platform.
We not only share the same values, but we also share the very same enemy. And additional, we can show them the Hungarian recipe, how to protect God, homeland, and the family, how to protect, at the level of the Constitution, our Judeo-Christian heritage, how to protect the borders and national identity, how to protect the family, and how to protect the children and the marriage from this woke insanity.
Parliamentarians and others attending the conference agreed.
I think CPAC does such an incredible job bringing together conservatives from around the world and allowing us to share important ideas with each other, but also get to know each other as individuals so that hopefully we can find ways to collaborate around the world.
I think it's very important to stick together to send out the message that patriotism is alive, that democracy is going to be safe through patriotism to patriots, and it's to go out and tell all the vote leftists, globalists, Marxists, all together, that we are growing, that we're getting stronger by the day.
When you see the onslaught that we're all dealing with, well, whether it's wokeism, whether it's big tech, whether it's the globalists or the European Union in this case, it's like our work is really cut out for us.
That was Julie Stahl. Finally, since October the 7th and the war in Gaza, many American college campuses have become hostile places for Jewish students. However, one organization is preparing students to stand strong in the face of anti-Semitism, as CBN's Chris Mitchell reports.
Many universities across the U.S. today have become fertile ground for anti-Semitism.
They are facing tremendous, tremendous opposition, even just to live, to walk around campus, just to show up as who they are, but even more so to do something Jewish or to have an impact in a Jewish way.
That's what Nitzavim Fellowship and Jewish Year Abroad intend to help students change.
The idea of our whole organization is to try to get as many kids to come to Israel for study abroad during their gap year, and then to empower them with the tools and the excitement to go onto college campus and to make the biggest difference for Israel and the Jewish people they can.
They're off to secular universities, 32 of them. They've got 24 different programs that they're going to be implementing around the country in these secular universities to potentially have an impact on 12,500 Jewish students, to help them to strengthen their Jewish identity, their commitment, and their continuity.
And this is the fourth year that we've been running Nitzavim, and it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Hebrew University's Ronit Lavi leads undergraduates at the Rothberg International School.
They have a teacher, a professor, who teaches the course, and they talk about how to tackle anti-Semitism on secular campuses in the U.S. when they go back. Even after October 7, it's even more a necessity of dealing with it on campus, making sure that fellow students who aren't Jewish get to know a little bit more about Jews and what it is to be Jewish and about Israel and all the good things about Israel and about the Jewish community.
CBN News first talked to students in the Nitzavim program last year and asked Rabbi Isaacs about their challenge on hostile campuses.
When they got onto campus with all the preparation, they said it was still shocking. They were ready. As soon as the first encampment opens, they knew to stand on the side with the Israeli flag. They knew to contact security whenever they had issues. They weren't scared. They were confident and ready to step up when they needed to.
That was Chris Mitchell. Please continue to pray for Israel and for a permanent ceasefire and for the release of all the remaining hostages. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.